This is Ag Issues with Neil Roberts.
Welcome to another edition of Ag Issues. Our guest this week is NDSU forage specialist James Rogers from the North Central Research Extension Center. And James, the crown and roots are vital to the plant of alfalfa. Tell us more about that.
So we've talked about how to assess a field for production potential, and we talked about looking at the roots. So what you should be looking for when you split that root open is the color of that root should be off-white or kind of a nice creamy color, and it should be firm and flexible. If you split open that root and it's water-based, it's probably winter-killed. And you can also look at that root and look for disease. Disease typically starts at the crown and will work its way down through that root. The percentage of disease in that root is a good indicator of what that production potential is going to be.
Good stuff, James. More on alfalfa when we come back.
Nathan and Emily Spickler present the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at the ranch, halfway between Carrington and Glenfield on Highway 200. Selling 150 yearling Angus bulls, 50 commercial heifers, and 35 select registered heifers, all fully guaranteed. The sale will be broadcast and you can bid live on the internet at dbauction.com. Offering free nationwide delivery on bulls. It's the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale Monday, May 4th at 1 p.m. at the Spickler South Ranch, 14 and a half miles east of Carrington on Highway 200. Visit SpicklerRanchSouth.com.
Travel little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
McGuire's is your Ford, Dodge, Ram, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Rugby. Hi, this is Zach. Come in today and check out our great selection of new and used vehicles. Plenty to choose from. So give us a call or come in today and see me. McGuire's. Great people, great prices, great products.
Travel little, save a lot. MJ McGuire's in Rugby.
Talking alfalfa on Ag Issues this week with James Rogers. And James, how about more about some seeding options?
Right. So if you have a stand that you think is on its way out, but you want to get another year of production out of it, you can come in early in the season, May-ish, and maybe add a cool season annual crop like oats or forage barley or something like that. Or another option is take that first hay cutting and then come back when soil temperatures are a little bit warmer, and you could add a sorghum sedan, you could add a millet or some other type of warm season crop, and just think that stand up, give you a nice blend of a grass and a legume, and get one more year of production.
All right, good stuff as always, James. Thanks for that. And that brings this report to a close. Until next time, I'm Neil Roberts.
You've been listening to Ag Issues, brought to you in part by the Spickler Ranch South Production Sale on May 4th at the ranch, by MJ McGuire's in Rugby, and by Peak Nutrition, protein shakes, energy teas on South Broadway, Minot.